Okay, so we're last class we talked about quicksort. Was that right? We started talking about quicksort. The problem of the day is something about. Let's maybe start with. We still have to sort of analyze how quicksort is in the average case, right? We have proven last class that quicksort in the best case would be n log n. In the worst case, we proved it was n squared. And I haven't convinced you one way or another how it is on average, okay? Although you know the punchline that on average it is n log n. Hopefully today I will convince you that it is n log n on average. But first we have our problem of the day, okay? It says the nuts and bolts problem is as follows. You're given a set of n bolts of different widths and n nuts. Does everybody know what a nut and a bolt is?
Okay, these things sometimes people may have different language, you know. This is a bolt. This is a nut, okay? And, you know, you can screw these things, you know, screw a nut onto a bolt. Now, if you are given a bunch of screws and a bunch of nuts, each of different sizes, the nuts and bolts problem is to pair up each nut with the corresponding bolt that fits it. Now, what's the problem, though, that when you compare nuts and bolts, the only way you can't measure how big each nut or bolt is. All you can do is to pick up a nut and a bolt and decide if the nut is too big, too small, or just right. What happens if you try to put a nut that's too small on a bolt? Won't fit. What happens if you put a nut that's too big on a bolt? It slides on and off too easily. You can easily tell that. What happens if it's just right? You know, it goes in perfectly. Okay? So you can compare a nut and bolt to determine if the nut is bigger than the bolt, the nut is less than the bolt, or the nut is equal to the bolt. Okay? And the question is, if I give you a pile of nuts and bolts, okay, how can you match each nut to the corresponding bolt? Okay? And the first question says, give an n-squared algorithm to solve the nuts and bolts algorithm problem. Okay? So it's n-squared bolt-nut comparison, right? I mean, somehow, you know, you've got this pile of nuts, pile of bolts, okay? There's n of them here and n of them there. How can you match up all the nuts to the bolts in n-squared time? Yes? Right, so an exhaustive search type or a brute force type of comparison. You pull out one nut, you compare it against all the bolts, okay, one of them will match, okay, and when it matches, you take those two and you toss them aside, right? You screw it out and you toss it aside. So it's like a, what I would call, an exhaustive comparison, which is sort of like what you do in a selection sort, sort of like what you do in any sort of these n-squared type of algorithm. You're comparing this against all the others. Why is this n-squared? How much time does it take for the first comparison? How much is it going to take for the second nut? N minus 1. So what is the sum as I goes from 1 to n of I? That is something like n squared over 2, right? We said it was n plus n. To be precise, it was n times n plus 1 over 2. So in the worst case, if you're always very unlucky, what would happen if you're very unlucky? You have to actually do all the comparisons before you find the match, right? So if you're unlucky, it's going to take you n times n over 2 plus 1 over 2 comparisons until you did the matching, right? What happens if you were very lucky? N, right? If you always magically pulled out the right nut in bulk, okay, then you took only n steps. What will it take you on average? Think about this for a second. Okay? What is going to happen on average if we do this algebra? Okay? How many comparisons are we going to have to do on average? On the first comparison. N over 2. So basically, like each time we go through this, instead of doing I, it's basically I over 2. Right? We would on average get halfway down the list before we found the one that worked. So in fact, the expected time of this algorithm is still theta of n squared. Right? Does everybody agree with that? that if you just have, you know, normal luck, you know, you're it's still going to be quadratic. Any questions about the quadratic algorithm? What's the second question, though? Now,
actually, okay, that's not the one that I wanted to say. Okay. What is it now? Suppose you only want to find the smallest bolt and its corresponding nut.
How could we do that in n squared? In it looks like order n comparisons. How can we find the smallest nut and bolt? And they give us, it looks like a bound of 2n plus 1. How can we find the smallest nut and bolt quickly? Well, how would you find the smallest nut? You can't look at a nut and say, this is smaller. I'm not allowing you to compare nuts to nuts. You're only allowed to compare nuts to bolts. Right? So there's no way you can sort of look at this thing and say, I can't hold up two nuts and say, this nut is smaller than that nut. Okay, yes. Okay, so you want to say that you start out picking a bolt, okay, and you compare it to a nut, okay? And now, what is going to happen when we do this comparison? Okay, what is it? They might be they're equal, which is we'll find them tied together. That's a nice thing. But if, in general, what we're going to get is that one of them is going to be bigger or smaller, right? So what are we going to do when we do when we get that they are? That one is bigger or smaller, what are we going to do? You take the larger one and throw it away. Because you know that that can't be the smallest nut and bolt, right? And so it looks like in every comparison, so long as I don't get equal, okay, then I will claim I can throw things away, right? Now what if I get that they're equal, though? Okay? What happens if, let's say, the nut matches the bolt exactly? What can I do then? Yeah? Okay, you're good. Now I'm going to take, I see, so if I take it now, another nut or bolt, I compare it to this pair, right? And either I'm going to throw away a nut or throw away a bolt, right? In each step, right? So basically, either, if this is going to be smaller than this bolt, let's say these guys match. If this is smaller than this, I throw away these whole two. Otherwise, I keep them together. Right? I keep these two as my best current pair. In each round, I'm throwing away one nut or bolt per comparison. I start out with 2n items. I'm throwing out all but two of them. That tells me that I'm getting something like 2n plus 1, right? Everybody believe that? Okay? Now, it looks like I didn't ask this, but let's try a question. Can you test nuts and bolts in better than n squared done? Could someone give me an expected n log n algorithm for comparing nuts and bolts? Let's say we want to pair up all the nuts and bolts. Can someone tell me how to do that in n log n expected time? We agree that the other one only took n squared time on average, right? How can we come up with one that would be on average something like n log n? Yes. Right. Okay. Okay, so what you want to say is you pick your nut, okay? Well, let's say this is a nut. And you compare this nut against all the bolts. What is likely to happen if we pick this guy at random, yeah? Typically, about half of them are going to be on the left side. Half of them are going to be on the right side. And this nut is going to find its corresponding bolt. Right? Now, what if I work on this bolt, this nut, and now divide the bolts according to it, right? I should be able to. Oh, wait, no, no, no. This guy is now paired up. Now I can take this corresponding nut, bolt, and compare it to all the nuts to figure out which nuts are less than this and which nuts are greater than that, right? So we agree that when order n work, 2 times n comparisons to be precise, we have likely divided the problem into 2 equal halves. If we get, you know, if we divided it, if we always picked the median nut, it would be exactly in half. If we, and this is the gist of why quicksort is fast, and I'll explain it more carefully later. If in fact we usually get a nut that's roughly in the middle, then in fact we split the job into two halves, each of which are equally big, right? And so what is the tree? We get the same kind of tree as we had with quicksort. Okay, and after each comparison, we divided our problem into 2 subproblems. Okay? If we usually split it roughly in half, what's the height of the tree going to be? Log n, right? And then what is the work that we're doing at each level? Well, you're going to spend n, you know, linear time in these nuts and bolts, linear time in those nuts and bolts. That's the total work at this level, right? So does everybody agree that this algorithm should give us, if we randomly pick a nut and compare it against a bolt, so that if quicksort is n log n on average, this should be n log n. This is basically a nut and bolt version of quicksort. Any questions? Everybody sort of see that? Now the interest, okay, so anyway, it's kind of a cute problem. The thing that's interesting is that we now have an n squared algorithm for worst case algorithm for nuts and bolts. We have an n log n expected algorithm. What's interesting is that there's no known simple worst case n log n algorithm for this. Okay? This is a problem that's kind of curious. Okay, there is in fact an algorithm, but but if I asked you to guarantee me that it took n log n, if you could separate nuts and bolts in n log n time and give me an algorithm that always worked in n log n time, I'd be very impressed. Okay? Any questions? Sort of an interesting point. That when we get talking about randomization, we'll get back to it. Okay? Any questions?
Do you have full order of n log n or specifically?
Order n log n. If you could give me a worst case order n log n algorithm for nuts and bolts, I will be very, very impressed. In fact, one exists, but it's extremely hopelessly complicated, and not the kind of thing I could come up with. Okay, as a research level kind of thing. Okay? Doesn't mean there isn't a simpler one, it just means that people thought about it and haven't found one. Okay? And this is actually going to get to a more interesting point about randomization in a few minutes. Okay, any questions? So let's get back and analyze quicksort.
We just used, in fact, the analysis of quicksort on the average case. Okay? And this is sort of, I mean, if you look at a standard algorithms book, you can sort of come up with an exact analysis of how many comparisons quicksort takes in the average case. Okay, and it involves getting a formula and manipulating it, a recurrence relation and manipulating it. I want to try to convince you that quicksort works well in the average case. Okay? And I want to do it in sort of the way that I understand it. Okay, a way that I think it's intuitive and it's clear to me what is happening. Okay? Suppose, let's say, what is quicksort doing? You're picking a pivot element. Okay? And the pivot element is going to ultimately sit in one spot in the array, right? When you finish doing the partitioning, it goes in the right spot in the array where it belongs. If you got unlucky and your pivot element really was the first element in the array, you spent n work and accomplished nothing, or almost nothing, okay? Let's say that we break pivot elements into good or bad, how I define them, okay? I will say a good pivot element is between n over 4 and 3 n over 4 in sorted order. Okay? Let's say that that's how I define what a good pivot element is. Okay? That means that it's in the middle half of the array. Right? Does everybody sort of agree with that? What is the probability if I pick a pivot element that it comes in the middle half of the array? A half, right? If I'm picking a random element here, there is a one-half chance it's going to be, end up in this section, okay? And a one-half section is going to end up in the bad array, right? So let's think about what happens. Let's say that you're lucky. Let's just try to think about what happens if you're lucky enough that you always pick a good element, but unlucky enough, you always pick the worst good element. Okay? So what would be the worst good element? Okay, by my measure here. N over 4 or 3N over 4, right? So what is the recursion tree going to look like if I always pick the worst good element? Okay? What's going to happen? Am I going to divide the array perfectly in half each time? No. How am I going to divide it? Here comes a fourth. Here comes 3n over 4. Here comes 3n over 4. Here comes a fourth. Okay? We agree that's